receive on this pillow the love of God to come. He's hiding. There he is. Come on, love of God to come. No need to be shy. You've seen everybody here before. Oh, there he is. My goodness me. Oh, hi. You okay? You're hi. Hi, yeah, give me five. Woohoo! I'm so pleased to see you. Hurry up, my kind folks! Wow! Good. You okay? Does that fun taste good? Oh my goodness. Hey y'all! It sure is good to see y'all. In just a minute, I'm going to get the reverend to adjust my shoes. Yes, you're a Holy Trinity Chesterton. You don't come in all disheveled and all over the place, Father. No, I'm not. Hey, can I tell you about my shepherd? The shepherd that looks after us, he's so good. He is amazing. Fantastic. He always looks after us, and he makes sure we're okay for everything. He really is fan-dabby-doozy. I guess you're all fan-dabby-doozy, but we had some bad news one day. Oh, we were so sad, because our shepherd, yay! He had to go away for a little while. He had to do something. He wasn't going on holiday. He was learning how to be an even better shepherd. Oh, no. What were we going to do? We couldn't stay on our own. So the shepherd, he said, it's all right, I've got someone else, and I'll introduce you to him. And here he is. And he said, here's your new shepherd to look after you really well while I'm away. He said he'd do it really, really well. And I reckon you will. Well, we said hi to the new shepherd, and that was okay. And then our shepherd, he went away. But do you know something? Hey, do you know that shepherd was nasty? He was horrible, because he had his favorites. He liked the big sheep, and he didn't like the little sheep. He treated the big sheep and the strongest ones better. And he didn't care about the little ones. One of our sheep, one of the sheep's sheep. We're trying to get it right. Oh. Yeah, well, anyway, one of the sheep's she's called Susan, and she's a little sheep, and she's not the same color as me, and she's got a bit of a limp, and she's not as can't run around like the rest of us. Well, that shepherd, he didn't care about her at all. He wouldn't look after her, and we had to make sure that she had her food, otherwise she'd have gone hungry, and that wasn't fair. But all the time it was his favorites, the big ones, the strong ones, da-da-da-da-da-da, he looked after them all right, and yeah, and it was not fair. And then suddenly, one night, there was a terrible storm. It was really cold. This was way back in January. And it was cold, and the wind came down, the wind blew, and there was thunder, and lightning, and rain, and snow. Do you like lightning? Do you like thunder? Oh my goodness me, it was terrible. Well, at least the shepherd made us go into the barn, but he used his dogs who weren't nice. They barked at us and made nasty sounds. And we were scared, but we got into the barn, and we were all in there, at least we were safe. But then, we noticed, where's Susan? She's out in all that rain, snow, and cold. And the shepherd, he said, well, I don't care. I'm going back to the house. She can look after herself. We can't have that, so six of us. We were bigger and stronger. We went out, and we went looking for Susan. And we went, oh, it was horrible weather. But we eventually found her huddled up against the little wall. And we tried to get her back, but it was too bad. We had to a shelter in the wood nearby. And then we got through the night, and the next day at least the sun came out. And then, do you know what happened then? Do you know what happened? What a great, wonderful surprise. What would be the best thing that can happen? I tell you what, that our proper shepherd, he came around. He found us, and he said, I just thought I had to come back. And we told him all that had gone on, and he said, well, that bad shepherd, never going to be able to be a shepherd again. I'm going to look after you properly. You can't have favorites when you're a good shepherd. So he looked after us all and got us back safe, and we're all happy and healthy again. And Susan's getting better too, because she was really, really cold. Well, that just shows what goes wrong when you have favorites. Anyway, it's lovely to see you all. I'm gonna go now, and I'll see you all again sometime soon. Bye, 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 bye. Thank you, Barnabas. There he is. I just popping him back into his special bag. Now he's gonna have it. Put it in his sleeve. Yes. That's there. We go. Pop him away. But that's it, isn't it? God doesn't have favorites. He doesn't have, let me just do a very quick competition here. I want to give some money to someone. And I'm going to give it to my favorite person. So, anybody who's got brown eyes, has anybody got brown eyes? If you've got, raise your hand. I've got brown eyes. Okay, so you're all still in the running. Who's got brown eyes and brown shoes? Brown eyes and brown shoes, okay. Who's got dark hair or had dark hair? Have you got brown eyes, David?
No.
Keep your hand down. So we've got one person in the... who's over 60? Got brown eyes, brown shoes and dark hair? Oh! Who's wearing green? Brown eyes, brown shoes, brown hair. Oh my goodness me! Who's not wearing a jumper and got all those things? Oh, I'd better look behind as well. And who's not wearing a tie and got all those things? Oh my goodness me, that's me. I'm the favourite, so I'll give myself £2. I'll put that in the offering. But you can't do that. You cannot have favourites. Did you? I don't know if anybody caught the headlines this morning about Serena Williams. She was in a tennis final of some sort, and she lost. And she said she lost because the umpire was biased. The other one was the favourite. Well, eventually she said, okay, she played well. But she said, you wouldn't do that if I was a man. You have favourites. You can't have favourites. How many of us would be furious if our children or grandchildren were in a class where the teacher had favourites and our child is not a favourite? It's all right to be a favourite, but no, it's not. We cannot have favourites. God treats us all equally. He loves us. He loves us. In our family, we have a competition every year amongst the four boys, who are now adults, of course, but to find out mum's favourite son. Every year, and they always try and twist Rachel's arm and to get her to say, well, yes, of course, Alex, Joshua, Luke, or Nathan, you are my favourite son. Of course. She doesn't say that. You're all my favourite sons. And that's the way God treats us. We're all his favourite sons or daughters. For God so loved the world that anyone, everyone who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. When God, the Word, came and lived amongst us, he came to his own and his own received him not. But to those who received him, to everyone who received him, it's a small word, everyone, but it's a very, very wide one. Everyone who received him, he gave the power, the right to be called children of God. God has no favorites, We mustn't have favorites. We must treat everybody as neighbors.